About a week ago, St. George resident Susie LaFaelli saw a tweet from the Utah GOP offering tickets to Donald Trump's inauguration. She applied for one and was surprised when she got it. Using all of her airline miles, she found a one-way ticket to D.C. for $5 and sprang another $50 for a ticket to the Liberty Ball after the inauguration. LaFaelli is less interested in Trump than the spectacle around him.
I just think the importance and the pomp and circumstance and the tradition of the inauguration is always very fascinating. So I thought, okay, if I can go, I'll go.
LaFaelli is staying at her friend's place while there and says her friend will actually be attending the counter demonstration on Saturday morning called the Women's March on Washington. She says she understands where her friend is coming from, but calls the occasion historic.
And say what you will about our president-elect, I think we should still respect the man in office and respect the presidency. You can disagree with whatever he says, but, and that's kind of where I'm coming from. I'm not strongly in support, I'm not strongly against.
Melissa Simo of Salt Lake will also be in D.C. this weekend, but not for the inauguration. She's one of more than 600 Utahns traveling exclusively for the large Women's March.
I think that the march is really about, you know, anti-misogyny, anti-racism, and just not necessarily anti-Trump, because at this point it's bigger than Trump, but giving a community for the people who are justifiably concerned.
Simo started a GoFundMe page to raise money for her airfare and helped coordinate travel for three other Utah refugee women to attend, representing Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. Simo says the Utah chapter will meet at the steps of the Air and Space Museum wearing gold and black in solidarity. Several demonstration marches will take place in Utah as well on Saturday in Park City, Ogden, St. George, Kanab, and Moab. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.